Be Holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few.
Be Holy.
All right, we're back with Be Holy this week. We're going to start at what book you want to go to?
Luke chapter 10, verse 1.
Okay.
After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whether he himself would come.
So he appointed 70 and sent them out to the different cities. Okay, go ahead.
Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few.
Amen. Amen. That in itself speaks volumes. He sends out 70, and then he talks about the harvest is plentiful, but we don't have enough laborers. See, he's not talking about the laborer is not the pew or the people in the pew. The laborer are those who preach the gospel, those who preach what we're preaching right now, warning people to stay away from sin or it's going to burn you. We don't have enough of those. We have a lot of TV evangelists who say nice things, and they might have a little bit of truth in it, and so they only do enough for the ratings or the monetary gain that comes in there. But Jesus says here, what? The laborers are what?
Few.
Few. The laborers are few. Huh. The laborers are few. And that was back when Jesus was walking around. So you know it's got to even be fewer than that now. It's fewer. Listen, I can go in our city and I can't find anybody other than us who's preaching this. I don't know of anybody here in our city that's preaching this because it's not popular. It don't bring in a whole lot of money. It don't bring in fame and fortune and all. It don't bring in people asking us to be on television. It doesn't bring in network support. It don't bring in those type of things. But we want people to actually be saved. And God says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers, he doesn't have enough laborers. So he went and appointed some. Let's see what happens. Go ahead.
Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest.
Yes.
That he would send forth laborers into his harvest.
Brother Nard, what are we supposed to pray for?
Laborers.
We're supposed to pray for laborers, whether it be more laborers or for the laborers that are out there. I thank God that we have a few of you out there that are praying for us, that we continue to do this broadcast and that it goes where it's supposed to go, that people get saved, that the harvest is reaped. Because Jesus said the harvest is plentiful. We just don't have enough laborers. That's like having a field of fruit or a commodity of some sort And you could well, you can get $2 or $3 million for the commodity on that land, but you only have two or three people trying to work the entire land, the whole entire 20 acres. Two or three people is going to work the 20 acres. How is that going to happen? If you have 20 acres of land and there's a commodity on that land, whether it be cotton, fruit, vegetables, whatever, and you can guarantee that you're going to get $2 or $3 million just to harvest all of that commodity, but you only have two people trying to do the entire 20 acres, and you only have a certain time. You get what I'm saying? Because you can only pick these fruits from March to April. After April, the rain comes and it washes the fruit out. And so then they mold. So you got to do all that you can do to get all of that fruit from March to April or from April to May. Whatever the season calls for, you only have a certain amount of time in that season to get that harvest. And if you don't have enough laborers, the whole entire, you risk losing the whole entire harvest. So at least if you had 50 more people who could help you cover the 20 acres, you can get the harvest and then plant new harvest. So you can get the old harvest and then plant the new harvest. But the laborers are few. Go ahead.
Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves.
Mm. Lambs amongst wolves. And now you know that the wolves are getting hungry and they always want to eat a lamb. They'll eat a lamb before they eat each other. They'll kill a defenseless lamb before they kill each other and eat. That's how God sent them out. That's how he sends us out. We're harmless. But the people that we're preaching to or preaching amongst, if they don't respond to the message, they're the wolves. And those wolves can have the power to shut you down and do whatever else they want to do to you. But all you can do is pray for the laborer that the Lord protect us. That's your job. You're supposed to be praying for the pastor that the Lord protects him, that the Lord gives him what you need. Praying for the ministers in that church that are going out and getting the souls and teaching them that they might be saved. That's what you can do. As we're going out amongst wolves, we need you praying. We don't need your money. We need you praying. That's what we want. We need you praying. Money is come and go, but prayer is when you find a group of people who can pray for you. You can't pay for that. You can barely find people who can pray. But when I find people who can pray, the first thing that happens, hey, man, pray for us, man. Do this, that, and the other. We need prayer. And when they pray, things happen. The word says the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. When we're preaching on this Be Holy broadcast, we're teaching you how to be righteous so that when you pray and pray for us, God will hear. God will have to respond to you because you're righteous and you're doing what he told you to do. And so now that you're praying for his will and you're praying for his sheep that are out here amongst wolves, now he's got to do something. He's got to protect us. So we're going to keep preaching this so that we can get some sheep purified, keep them being purified, and then we're going to keep them praying for us that we continue to get the harvest. Because we have to get some more laborers. The laborers come from the harvest. Go ahead.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes.
Yeah.
And salute no man by the way.
Mm. Don't plan what you're going to do when you get out there. Don't take no money because they'll rob you. Don't take a scrip. Because you'll go off script. Don't take shoes. Let God be your protection. See, like when we do a, if we do a script, we do a script so that protects us from error. God, don't take that. We take shoes to keep us, to protect our feet. No. Let God protect you. Let God protect you. What else did it say?
Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man, by the way.
Don't salute nobody. You know how they salute? They try to act cordial and be friendly. God said, don't do that. God said, go in and do what I'm telling you to do. Because you get in there and become friends with everybody, you can't fight and be friends. That's the problem. They want to be friends with everybody, so they can't tell you the truth. You won't tell your friends the truth if you think it's going to hurt them. If you're not guided by God. See, I'm going to tell you the truth regardless. We put our lives on the line every single day telling people the truth. I don't take money with me to coerce you into doing what I want you to do. I don't have a plan on trying to get you to do what I want you to say and what I want you to say and what I want you to do. You can ask anybody. When I go and speak, I don't plan no part of what I'm going to say. Even these broadcasts, we don't sit here and plan what we're going to say. He reads the scripture. I start talking and I wait for God to do the preaching. But this is called the labors. We go in there and God shows us what to do. We do it and we get the benefits from that. That's what we do. But God says, don't take nothing. Don't take nothing. You go with him. Go ahead and read.
Verse 5. And into whatever house ye enter.
Yeah.
First say peace be to this house.
Say peace be to this house. Go ahead.
6. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it.
But if it ain't there.
If it's not, it shall turn to you again.
See that? That's what happens. When people say, yeah, we're saved, and then we start speaking the word of God, which is saying peace. If the peace is in them, if God is in them, it rests with them. But when it don't rest with them, because they don't have peace in the house, see, because our bodies are our house. That if the peace is not there, if God's not there, then what you say is going to come back to you. That's why they argue with us so much. That clears up a whole lot. The reason why you get so much fight back and pushback is because what? That peace is not in them. You can say it all you want in that house, but when it's not in them, God says it's going to come back to you in anger.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.